Hi, I'm Leslie Ann Brunt, Mazakine on Lucifer, and you're listening to Geeks Out on Joy. Being evil hasn't tried.
Yes, you are listening to Geeks Out here on Joy. Miranda Sparks here with Clayton Wimshurst.
Hello.
And Robin Crawford.
Howdy.
Now, I want to talk to folks right now about an indie Aussie film which I had the great joy of seeing an advanced screening of last week. It's called The Furies. It's by director Tony D'Aquino. It's about a woman who's kidnapped and finds herself an unwilling participant in a deadly game where herself and other women are hunted by masked men. I'm going to play a quick preview for you folks. It goes for about a minute. We'll be right back. That is The Furies. It stars Ali Dodds, Linda Ngo, and Taylor Ferguson. Now, I had a lot of fun with The Furies. It references The Furies as in the Furies of Greek myth, who I believe were harpies to begin with, actually. But, you know, in this sense, they're referred to as furious women who, you know, get vengeance on those who wrong them. And there's very much a F-patriarchy theme that was strong throughout the film, because, you know, it was what the main characters were spray painting under a bridge at the start of a movie as well. And then they're suddenly placed in this situation where they're being paired up with monstrous men as beauties and beasts. And it's essentially a game on which couple win, even though the beauties have never met these beasts before, and these beasts are wearing horrifying masks. And it's an interesting thing too. Whenever one of the beauties dies, their corresponding beast also, well, his head explodes. It's a twisted reality game show for rich people. And
I have questions.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also, I will say, it's quite nice and refreshing, unless I'm wrong about this, to hear about a sort of low-budget horror film with a strong, I assume, feminist slant to it that isn't a rape revenge movie. Sorry for the use of that word.
No, and that's what I really like. There is,
you know, because that seems like the default go-to whenever you want a film that has, like, air quotes, strong female characters in a horror film. That's usually the go-to.
I mean, there's no rape in it, fortunately, and that was something I was actually talking with someone about. Like, you know, like I will dismiss a movie completely out of hand if it has a rape scene in it, because, you know, unless it's specifically exploring the themes of surviving it, then
it's an extremely lazy shock tactic.
Yeah. Incidentally, if talking about the subject is distressing for folks, we do have, where are the numbers? You can call Lifeline 131114, QLife on 1-800-184-527, or Beyond Blue 1-300-224-636. But I also want to reiterate, The Furies does not have that element of the story. There is kind of chivalry going in a horrifying direction, because even though you have these monsters, men wearing monstrous masks, you'll see them paired up with their beauties, and they'll even, like, you know, like, wave hello to them or, like, you know, carry them to safety or whatever, even though you have these young women who are like, oh my God, who or what are these things that I've suddenly been swept up with? And then some get into the spirit of the game, some, you know, are just like, you know, get me the F out of here, I just want to run for my life. I don't think it delved too deeply into any of the characters or their backstory, except that the protagonist had one best friend who was also caught in the game and she was trying to find her.
That is one of the problems I find with these like massive game movies like Battle Royale or even the Hunger Games movies, is that quite often when you have such a large ensemble cast in a game, there's not enough time to develop all of the backstories.
Well, it was only essentially following one character, a young woman, and her other big challenge as well is that she had epilepsy as well. So she tended to have seizures in the middle of the game, which made her very, very vulnerable. And it was essentially her story, but we never get her backstory. We just get that she has one friend in the game and that she wants out. But then none of their histories really matter. All that really matters is that they're young women who've been dragged into the game against their will, and they're suddenly forced to survive. And it's the people who they become, which I would argue matters more to the plot of the film rather than who they were outside of the game.
How much of the film happens prior to the game?
Only a few minutes.
Okay.
There's only a few minutes where you had the main character and her best friend. They spray F Patriarchy under a bridge, and that's also where they're abducted. And then they just wake up in the middle of the game.
Well, that was not a good thing to write then, was it?
No, because Patriarchy bit back.
Yes, it did. Hard.
But I do want to point out that when talking about a good horror movie as well, we've got to talk about the gore. I'm not sure, you know, what the metric the two of you really follow with the gore is, but I don't know, I was satisfied with it. We will actually have the opportunity to talk to the special effects person in a couple of weeks, I believe.
We're hoping to. We haven't fully confirmed it, but that's the idea, that we're going to be talking to them.
Fingers crossed. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we do have a line to the creator, so we will be talking more about this film in the future. But I was very satisfied with the gore. It didn't seem... Again, it looked like mostly practical effects. They took their time with some of the gore, so it's not like, you know, just quick splash on the screen, move on. We actually get to see the results of some of the horrific things that people do. I'm not sure how practical the exploding heads were, but we're going to ask that in future. But either way, I was satisfied with what I saw on the screen. I just think it was a bit, you know, tonally serious the whole way through. I'm not sure how much this film really needed a joke, but I always like jokes.
A bit of levity in any film is rarely an issue.
Mm. So I want to give this film 7.5 exploding heads out of 10. I really enjoyed it, just for like a low-budget indie Australian movie, and it's something I really want to, you know, help promote as well.
Was it the left brain or the right brain that exploded?
It was both of them.
No, in your half, though.
Oh, which one's left and which one's right again? I get them confused sometimes.
Okay, let's just move on. That's fine.
Seriously, I have trouble with my left and right. Sometimes I actually have to stop and look at my hands and go, I write with this one, and that's my right hand. Okay, good. Let's move on.
You know your left hand makes an L?
Okay. The things are the things you learn.
From primary school teachers.
I am 36 years old. I'm 37 next week, so oh my God. And I'm still struggling with my left and right. But The Furies comes out November 7 at selected theatres. Do go check it out if you have a chance.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.